Y'all ever wonder what the top cosplays were at the first Geneva convention?
No, no. What have you done?
Oh, that's a statement. We're back, baby.
Oh my
we
god.
We are back.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
It's Nikki.
And Tyler.
And this is Page Turners.
And Button Mashers.
We're back! Woo!
Jesus.
Well, we're back, guys.
We're back.
And we're as professional as ever.
Nope. Professional? Who is she?
I don't know her.
Never met her.
Welcome back to episode 72, right where we kind of left off. 72. Yeah, we kind of just bailed without any major
No, we explained. We explained.
Yeah, but not, like, audio wise we didn't really
yes,
do
we
that
did. We did that in the last episode,
did we?
Yeah,
I don't remember that.
I thought we did. It's been so long. It's been 84
it's
years.
It's been 84 years. Yeah, no, we obviously Tyler's been pretty good about updating you guys with our housekeeping things.
Yeah, D&D stuff.
Yeah, D&D stuff.
D&D.
So, have you guys been liking that? You might see a poll pop up for this for Spotify, if you're a Spotify listener, asking you if you like the D&D stuff. If not, shut up.
Oh, that's fine. I would prefer to know, honestly.
Yeah, no, but we're having fun with it, and I'm actually really excited. I'm so sorry I keep punching the table.
Yeah, stop.
Bam! So... Welcome back, guys.
Yeah.
It's been a long hiatus, specifically for me, but it's been...
Yeah, me, I've been doing stuff.
Yeah, it's been a long hiatus, and I really missed podcasting with you guys, and with Tyler, and now we're in a new house, so obviously we're kind of echoey, so...
Yeah, we're still... If there are no echoes, ignore this entirely.
Yeah, seriously. Like, it just... That didn't happen. So I guess there are, I don't know, there's not a lot of updates.
Where the hell have you been? I'm kidding.
I mean, I passed Fire 1.
Yeah, you did that. You did the thing.
I'm currently in driver operator class right now, so I guess that is kind of a housekeeping update that I will not be doing 2 books a month unless the book is...
Hella short.
Hella short. Like, Speak is... A book that I could read in like 2 sittings kind of thing.
Yeah.
And take notes on. But if it's going to be kind of like this book, we're going to have 2-parters until I am free and clear to do what I have been doing before. And then I will go back into the read a full book every episode and kind of thing. What? What? Talking about.
You said into, and I wanted to go into the unknown.
Into the unknown.
Yeah, see? Boom.
Anyway, no, so I'm going to be doing half a book instead for the next couple months, I want to say, because I do have a practical in, I want to say April?
In a week!
In like a month and a half. It's a lot.
And she has to worry about her character stats for the...
I know!
Yeah.
I know! How are you guys liking Yeti? She's fun! I have a lot
Pain
of fun.
Pain in my ass is what she... I'm kidding, of course, but...
What did you say?
Ah.
No. Yeah, I've been critiqued on my voice acting skills already.
Not critiqued. You were given a full-ass compliment.
It's
Don't...
still a critique. A positive critique is still a critique.
Okay.
It's true. Anyway...
art nerd over here. Okay.
A critique is a critique is a critique, okay? That should be on a shirt. But yeah, I'm kind of excited and nervous to get
to back
into this. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I was shaking my shoes a little bit. I was like, holy shit, we're back.
Yeah, it feels so weird to be back, and yeah, with COVID and everything, it's been kind of nutty as well.
Oh, yeah, update. I got that at one
yeah,
point.
Yeah, he did.
It fucking sucks,
and
guys.
And I didn't, even though we were literally, like, sharing food and shit.
I was smooching on her, guys.
Yeah, and I got nothing.
And I had it a 0 out of 10. Do not recommend.
Yeah.
I couldn't even play games. That's how bad it was. No, it was bad. Dizzy and just tired and ugh.
Yeah, and he got to the point where I was just like, please just get better so like you can stop whining. Like, it felt so bad.
That is...
I feel bad because it's like you actually were, you were bad. Like,
yeah.
He was also in harsh denial
for the longest time, but then I my brother told me that he got it, and I was just like,
we were at the same party,
and I was like, fuck. And so I took a test, and I even like kind of swabbed it wrong. I didn't swab for long enough because it was like, do it for 15 seconds. I did it for like 10 because my nose started feeling weird, and it just went like immediately said,
you're positive as fuck.
Great.
No, I knew that. I didn't get it, and I don't know how that's been happening, because, again, we were sharing food, we were kissing, we were, you know, doing...
Smooching.
We were smooching. But, yeah, I never got it. And same thing happened with my brother and his wife and his two kids. They got it, but he didn't, and I don't know what's up with that. Both of my parents also ended up getting it. That was crazy. And yeah, it's just kind of been nutty as far as that goes.
Yes, but we're here to distract your minds
off of the panorama, Pandora's box, the
pesto changer,
the pesticides.
Nope, it. You almost, you were almost there.
I was nearly there.
Nearly does it.
My dumbass over here, pesticides.
God, it feels so good to be back.
Now you all can have my stupidity on recording. So
how many episodes have we done of this?
Oh my god.
That's how many episodes of our stupidity. I was gonna
72.
Be
how are you still here?
I was gonna be really mean.
But... all four of you. AJ, I hear you.
AJ and Jordan.
Yeah, two of four. Oh, and Allie. Don't forget Allie.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she's still here.
Yeah.
Hi Allie.
Ben might pick this up at some point, so shout out to you, Ben.
His coworker,
yeah,
boss person, boss man.
He's kind of my boss.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Hold on. Oh, Eddie Brock.
Sure.
He's Venom.
Okay. I get it. Yeah. Anyway, so before I begin the story, I wanted to shout out a little super cool thing I found. I found tiny wallets that look like Beloved novels. And they were on TikTok. They were on the Tiki Talkie.
This is not a sponsor, by the way.
It's not a sponsor. Which is my next line. This isn't a sponsor, but they're so cute. Yeah, I had to make a note because I was going through TikTok at like 2 o'clock in the morning when I was having an anxiety episode. And I was like, this is so fucking cute. They're literally tiny novel wallets and they look like little books.
Are they like designed towards men or women or like
in nope like completely gender neutral? They're literally book covers and they're tiny wallets.
So I could put it in my back pocket and
totally
it would be, okay,
comfortably. Cool. So there's like it's a novelbookstore.co, so .co, and you can buy one there. And I saw Bram Stoker's Dracula and Pride and Prejudice and like Alice in Wonderland, like the original book covers, and they were fucking adorable. So my little book nerdy self could not help but shout them out. My little book nerd. All right. So shall we get into this?
I suppose. Yeah. What else do we have to do?
I don't know.
Besides stare longingly into each other's eyes over the mic.
Yeah, we're going to like sit in silence and you just get to listen to us go. Terrible sounds.
I was leaning in, like just getting closer.
It was getting so bad.
Our visual listeners. Oh, wait, there are none.
There are none.
Because we don't do visual.
Because we look stupid. Anyway, so this book that I'm reading for the month is As Far As You'll Take Me by Phil Stamper.
Stamper!
It is a, before I fully get into it, it is a teen romance novel because we're in Valentine's season, fuckers.
I went such a different route with this.
That's fine. It works out.
This is hilariously how different I went with this. So.
I'm gonna love it. It's okay. So the story begins with Marty, a gay Christian kid who feels like he's been drowning in for most of his life since his Since lying is a sin and he's about to board his first international flight. Okay, cool. That's where it all starts.
Which, lying is a sin. Apparently so is being gay, even though that's...
He's a gay Christian kid.
Yeah.
Who feels like he's been drowning because lying is a sin and he's about to board his first international flight, which happens to be his only be a one-way flight, but his parents don't know that.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So his best friend, Megan... Of course, it's Megan. Megan.
Is this a good Megan?
Questionable at best right now.
That's about the best that most Megans are. So if you're Megan and I'm alienating you, I am so sorry.
Sorry. Anyway, so Megan, who happens to be her chill to his Hillary Hahn because she's a violin player and violins are high-pitched and have strings. High-strung. Get it? Tries to control... He does put his hand in his face. Anyway. That was in the book, by the way.
Keep going.
So she tries to console him, reminding him that he is the most competent 17-year-old that she has ever met. He graduated early, saved money, performed in every ensemble in the tri-state area, and figured out how to get a dual citizenship and visa process in the middle of Brexit.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was a thing that I... I have a story about that, but I feel like it would be...
Safe till the end if you can remember.
Okay, it has to do with Brexit.
Okay, so...
Partly will know what I'm referencing.
Okie dokie.
So, yeah.
So, she even made this whole trip to the airport an entire adventure to visit all sorts of places with some of the best milkshakes in Kentucky. Things Tyler can't experience. Also, after this, he would be leaving. For good. Leaving his friends, Avery, Kentucky, and his parents. He feels bad for lying to them, for sure, but he can't be himself with them. Total side note, Megan hates Marty's parents ever since what happened in London the previous year. Really?
It's Marty.
Marty. So his plan for finally telling his parents that he will never be coming back is... At the end of the 3-month program, once he gets a job with the London Philharmonic, holy shit, what did you hit?
The little bar hanging down, that was my bad.
Stop touching it.
I had to move my leg to the side.
Once he gets a job with the London Philharmonic, his dream, that he will be able to tell them. But here's the thing. The program, Knightsbridge Academy of Music's, one to be specific, he did not get into.
Okay.
He lied to his parents so that he could just run away and attempt many auditions in London for his chance to be able to get a new start. Mm-hmm. Also that there was apparently some meltdown at London Pride the year before. Mm. Can't wait to figure out what's up with that. So now, he is standing in the middle of Columbus Airport, mentally making a list of all the things that were to come, but his bubble was popped when he saw his parents. And his grandmother, his extremely Christian grandmother, standing between him and security. With the explanation that his Nana wanted to say goodbye, which only added to his long list of reasons why to be guilty. Mm-hmm. They were saying, it'll only be 3 months and won't be long at all. And he was like, well, here we are. I'm lying to you and you don't even know it. I can just imagine a physical imagery of him literally being crushed by the word guilt.
Oh, like an anime. Just,
just guilt, 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 guilt. Yes. So the plane lands many hours later. He's already gone through security and all that jazz.
None of his family came with him.
No. Okay, cool. They really wanted to, but no. So the plane lands many hours later, and Marty is getting through customs, where he brings out a green envelope with his name on it. Okay. It was from a party that his mom threw him. The descriptions are what he would think a Southern mother with too much time on Pinterest would throw. Also, he doesn't like tea, which sounds like a sin for someone going to live in London.
Yeah.
Get it? Sin. Anyway, he tears into the card and it's a, we will miss you dearly, but you've also promised to FaceTime us every day for at least an hour. By the way, we forged your signature so you can't break this contract. Love you. Bye. P.S. It's Sky, his other friend.
Mm-hmm.
Megan told him that he's gay and it's awesome.
Oh.
So she outed him to Sky.
Ah.
And he's like, I don't know if I should be upset.
I would be. I got outed. Personal story, I got outed to a lot of people, and it was fucking awful.
Yeah. Thing is, his outlist is not very big.
Neither was mine.
Yeah, so it's his parents,
mm-hmm.
His cousin Shane, his Aunt Leah, and Megan, and now Sky.
Yeah.
Which kind of upset him because, seriously, like, she outed him.
Yeah.
It's rude. That is someone's personal story. Or if you just want to be blasé about it, just be blasé about it. Anyways, he makes it through customs, blah, 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 takes a look around at the all-too-touristy airport, and then he locks eyes with a guy who has his last name on a piece of paper
mm-hmm.
with a smiley face at the end. Pierce. Big ol' smiley face. He goes over to greet him, and this all-too-perfect-looking guy greets him with familiarity. And he's like, have we met? No, but this was his cousin Shane's friend. This guy was way too handsome.
Okay.
Like, GQ-looking face, apparently.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like, damn. All
right.
So Marty realizes he's staring a little too long and asks for an introduction. Also, why he's here picking him up instead of his cousin.
Mm-hmm.
So, the guy's name happens to also be Pierce, which is Marty's last name.
Oh.
Also, his cousin got an audition with the stage production, and he had to go. So, he sent Pierce instead. Mm-hmm. Les Mis, if you were curious.
Okay.
His cousin is a horn player. Like me.
Cool.
Marty's an oboe player.
Ah.
Yeah. So, Pierce tells him that he actually attends the academy that he was supposed to be going to this camp for, and mm-hmm. that he wanted to show him around so that he has something to tell his parents when they inevitably ask about it. Also, that he was hoping they would take the tube together since it's a bit easier than getting in a minicab.
Mm-hmm.
Which apparently sent Marty into a mini panic, because this dude's anxiety is out of fucking control. he eventually relaxed, and they took off together.
Mm-hmm.
First stopping at a coffee shop, and I have to say the mild flirtation and flustered cuteness is getting to me when Pierce gets him his coffee and tells him, welcome home.
Oh,
I know.
That's nice.
Okay, so pause on the main story for a bit. Mm-hmm. We have diary entries Ooh. Included in this book from a year before the current events, which kind of explain what happened
mm-hmm.
to Marty. Which is kind of like, okay. In this one, he explains that Shane and Marty were going to come out to their family together.
Mm-hmm.
His coming out was beautiful, and Marty's was hell. And it was so bad that he tried to fall off the grid to no avail. His family managed to claw back into his life, and it was tragic. Back to the main story.
Back to...
They're yeah. very short. I was like, it's like 2 pages, and it's a diary entry, you know? So, in the tube, Pierce gets to talking, maybe a little too much, about how he met Marty's cousin and how he came out before him, how he's excited to introduce him into their friend group, but also that he may need Marty's help with a trumpet/oboe duet piece that he had been working on since he heard that Marty is an excellent oboe player. Once Marty agreed to play with Pierce, mm-hmm. I scratched my face, I'm sorry, he tried to help Pierce with his duet, Pierce decided to ask if Marty ever intended to go back home,
mm-hmm.
which he called the place with the chicken, which Marty felt was mildly insensitive. However, Marty said no. He knew that this was his end goal. There was no way that he would want to go back home.
Okay.
So they fell into a small, kind of adorably tense silence, where they were just inches from each other,
Ooh.
And Pierce started to stand 2 stops away from the intended exit. Pierce decided that Marty should have a proper tour of London, where he could see Big Ben, the Abbey, amongst other things, ending with the Sondheim Theater,
okay,
where Sean was having his audition. Marty hesitated for a moment, but he decided that he would enjoy every single moment of this.
Okay.
Another diary entry. So it turns out he had to write 10 of these for a school project and decided to write about his trip to London.
Okay.
Which ended up with us learning more about his family. Specifically, that his mom was born and raised in the UK, specifically Ireland,
mm-hmm.
and only ended up in the US because her parents divorced and she ended up going with her dad instead of staying with her mom, and she hadn't been back since. Anyway, Pierce and Marty exit the tube, and they immediately get swallowed up by the crowd. They make it to their next train and head to Westminster. Marty has an anxiety attack, and once he's calmed down a bit, they go see Big Ben. Not actually just the outside of the clock face. Mm-hmm. When they get there, his full anxiety attack kicks in due to crowds. And Pierce tries to help out Marty. They talk and have a heart-to-heart, where it ends with Pierce holding him to calm him down. The problem is Pierce is super hot, and Marty was never allowed to show his gay feelings in public in Kentucky, so he pulled away. Boo.
Oh, boo.
Boo. Oh, so come on. I actually wrote that in my notes. I was like, boo.
that's great.
So they eventually hit all of the usual suspects of tourism and meet up with Shane. Pierce heads home, and Marty and Shane go back to Marty's new home, where he thinks again about what happened the previous year and shudders. So we get another diary entry from the school project, and it reveals that his parents are just as awful and homophobic as we suspected. Good. Because they cut their trip short due to being a little uncomfortable in the middle of gay pride. Then his aunt tells him he's welcome to her home anytime, hence where the idea sparked to bail Avery, Kentucky.
Okay.
So Marty walks into this cute little flat of his aunt's and has a pleasant conversation with Sean about the fact that he liked meeting Pierce, lol, we know, and that he was about ready to take a nap. So he did. Jet lag in London is a bitch, by the way. They're like, you have to stay up if it's a night night flight, so you're awake in the morning. No, you have to sleep during the plane ride, but the plane ride happens at like 7 p.m. our time.
Okay.
And you'll wake up at 7 a.m. their time. And yeah, it's not that long, but it's one of those like, why? Because you can't. It's normal times for us.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you end up staying up 24 hours.
Yeah.
I did that.
That happened to me when I went to France, so yeah.
It was a mistake.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
And they were like, we're just going to start walking around, and I'm sitting there like,
well, I'm dying.
Yeah. Yeah. You're just not awake for anything. When he woke up hours later, he found Sean, and they have a very honest conversation. The meeting of Pierce was fine, and clearly there was some chemistry. Mm-hmm. But Sean is overprotective of Marty. They both came out at the same time, and then Marty went silent for weeks after the family got in a massive fight. He was so worried. But they are still there for him now, and he's not about to lose his only family that's close to him again. Until he becomes a major celebrity who plays for Les Mis, of course.
Of course.
Then his Aunt Leah comes home. She gives him a vice grip of a hug, congratulated him and Sean for their achievements, leaves them groceries for a little while, and they go to celebrate. By the next day, Marty has his first FaceTime with his friends. He's still upset at Megan for outing him to Skye, but she never apologizes for anything. Their call ends, and Sean invites Marty to a jam session involving Pierce after classes end. He agreed, and the next day comes.
Okay.
He decided it's finally time to call his parents. His mom was already at work, so he FaceTimed his dad. They had a decent conversation, and his dad made him try some treats from the coffee shop that Marty decided to go to on him, of course. Then as things were getting nice, they immediately got bad.
Oh.
His dad mentioned that his mom slipped his cross necklace into his bag, into the front pocket. Then told him he needs to find a church to make sure he's the man God wants him to be. Ugh. Marty pretends to play along, and then the call ends. He knew he didn't miss his parents. Add on that the fact that religion keeps separating them from being a cohesive family. Well, it is what it is. So the day that Sean and all of the friends get together to play their music comes, right? And Marty gets to meet quite a few cool people. It goes super well, like really, really well. Even Pierce is impressed. He sight read flute music and was able to transcribe that into oboe music in his mind.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Like nothing. Afterwards, a new friend, Sophie, invited him out to the pub with everyone. He agreed, though he was nervous about being underage and drinking. He's 17, close enough, right?
Yeah.
18 is their drinking age in this book. Just if anyone freaks out, that's not why. So they get there and he gets a drink, invites Sophie to sit with his cousin's friends, and they all talk about traveling. Sophie then asks them to split off, and Marty daydreams about wanting to go with the travel group to Italy, including Pierce.
Mm-hmm.
Sophie asks why, and Marty is like, I have a little bit of a crush on Pierce. And Sophie stops him and is like, oh, honey.
Oh.
Pierce is essentially a playboy, which sends Marty into a bit of an anxiety attack.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like a rumor that Pierce and one other kid were like dating, mm-hmm. And they had like made out a lot and whatever, but all of a sudden Pierce was like, yeah, I don't really want this, mm-hmm. and the guy kind of went into a spiral and left the program entirely, and they were like,
oh,
did he do that, like, you know, it was bad.
Yeah.
So he ran outside to take a breath, and he's out there for a bit until Pierce meets him with his oboe in hand, being like, yo, I forgot this.
Can I just say, what a statement. Oboe in hand.
His oboe was in his hand in the case. Promise. Yeah. So Pierce notices that he's having a bit of a hard time and sits down to see if Marty wants to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Marty figures that this isn't a good place to be so close to Pierce.
Mm-hmm.
But he asks why he offered to pick up Marty at the airport. Pierce mentioned that Sean had spoken about his arrival for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
He thought he was cute, and he wanted to get to know him, both as an oboist and a person.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kissed.
Oh.
Ta-da! Ah! I like how you almost missed that. Yeah, they kissed. I was like, fucking finally, the tension is real. So, a few days had passed since the magical kiss, and though Marty hasn't seen Pierce, he's heard from him. However, his cousin is so busy, he barely gets a text back. So, Sophie, his new friend, decided to take him to get some recognition to kickstart his work-finding journey as an oboist. So, she takes him to the subway.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of weird, right?
A little, yeah.
But most every Knightsbridge kid goes there to show off their talents.
Mm-hmm.
The spot Sophie booked for him was occupied by a guy with a guitar.
Mm-hmm.
When our ever-nervous Marty confronted him, but politely.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of getting up, the guitarist offered, why don't you play with him?
Ooh.
So he did. And for one song, it was absolute magic for Marty.
Mm-hmm.
It was even more amazing to know that the guitarist was a musical prodigy who graduated from Knightsbridge at 16 the year before, and spends his time playing around the city. Sophie insisted that Marty continue playing, but he was way too nervous.
Yeah.
So they packed up and headed out. Sophie headed to class, and later on they met at Pret-a-Manger.
Oh, Pret-a-Manger.
Pret-a-Manger, which is an actual restaurant, for lunch, where Pierce joined them. Marty tried to play it cool, but he felt pretty nervous, especially since he isn't sure how Pierce really feels about him.
Mm-hmm.
They only texted the usual check-ins and promises to hang out.
Yeah.
So when Pierce suggested that he and Sophie come along on their adventure to Cardiff, Wales,
mm-hmm.
Sophie agreed if Marty would. And okay. Marty was like, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna go to Wales. Absolutely. It's also like a day's journey, so not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
When Sophie left for the bathroom, Pierce had another proposition for him. He had a recital of sorts coming up, and he wanted Marty to play with him, especially since there would be scouts from the London Philharmonic there. Marty also agreed to that, and I mean, why not, right?
Yeah.
When he got back to the flat, Sean was home, and he went to the computer to play the video from earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But his computer was on blast, so he scared the shit out of himself and his cousin.
Fair enough.
You know those moments where you're just like, why not? Push the button, push the button! It's like the oh my god, the THX on any home movie.
Yep.
It was louder than everything else in that room for that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where's the remote? Okay. Before he knew it, Sean was there checking in with what was going on and got Marty set up with a whole new website for a portfolio.
What?
Then when they were done, Megan called. which made Marty's high just...
Yeah, of course.
They spoke about what's been going on and that Marty kissed a guy and she called him a whore.
Oh.
Yeah. She was like, why didn't you tell me, you whore? And I'm like...
Oh, one of those things I...
Megan.
You whore. Oh my god. You're being such a whore.
That's not cute. It's not cute.
You're being such a whore. How?
Yeah. Then continued to tell him...
definition. Sorry.
No, she doesn't. Then she continued to tell him how she's got to see him for their weekly FaceTime session, amongst other things. But he didn't say much else. Because a lot of the things he used to talk about and the stories he had involved her.
Okay.
So, he's got nothing to contribute.
That's fair.
There's another diary entry, and this one's really important.
Okay.
It's explaining how difficult Megan has been and will be to that teacher.
Mm-hmm.
It also points out that she never really gives him much about her except minor info. So, he doesn't feel like he knows her.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get him wrong, she's his very, very best friend, but at the root of it, he thinks she doesn't know him either.
Oh.
Which makes him feel lonely.
I understand that.
It's kind of shitty, but I get that too.
Yeah, it's something that we've all, like, experienced once in our life.
Like, this is a friendship made of questions more than anything. Like, I want to know you, but I have no idea what the fuck is going on.
Yeah. I want to know you, but who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck?
You gotta put
yeah.
some emphasis on the fuck there.
Exactly.
Who the fuck are you?
Exactly. So, Marty is in a Knightsbridge. Welcome back.
Go on.
Marty is in a Knightsbridge practice room, next thing we know, and playing the piece he auditioned with.
Oh, cool.
He feels at home and whole here, just playing his music.
Mm-hmm.
When one of the professors, one that was at his failed audition, came in.
Ooh.
He mentioned how his main instrument is the oboe, but he doesn't have one in his orchestra. He didn't know what happened last year with Marty's audition, but if he had played it the way he just had, he would have brought him into the program.
Oh, shit.
No hesitations.
Damn.
The professor gave him note of one last thing about the piece and then left. And Marty sat there for a moment, realizing that he had to put the pieces back together of himself again after falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward to the last day of the semester, and once recitals are over for this class, the group sets off on their adventure to Wales.
Wales.
And in the car, Pierce makes a move on Marty. Marty makes one back, and they end up falling asleep, essentially cuddling in the car.
Oh, snuggling.
Yeah, it's snuggling. Super cute. When they wake up, one of their other group members comments on why Pierce wanted to be in the middle seat, where he made a comment about finding the most comfortable spot, which made Marty self-conscious about his weight.
Oh.
Because he's a little bigger than Pierce, because Pierce is essentially model-esque. But that shouldn't mean anything.
Yeah.
But he's overthinking.
Yeah, because I want the most comfortable spot, the most comfortable spot. Is in your arms.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It could mean anything. It literally could mean anything. However, Pierce does tend to mention how much fat is in foods and whatever. It's kind of mm-hmm. harmful. Before he knows it, he is saying Stonehenge. Yeah. It's like a drive away for them.
Oh, and then, shit. It really is.
It really is.
Isn't it? Yeah.
And then by 9 p.m., they're at a cottage.
Little cottage.
A little cottage.
Little.
They do an Airbnb kind of thing.
Ah.
They settle in, and Sophie offers him to sleep on the pullout couch with her, unless he wants to share with Pierce, who had just come around with a mug of tea. Marty agrees to stay with Sophie and then goes looking around the house. He finds the room Pierce took over, and Pierce finds him.
Ooh.
He gives him a sip of proper tea and then makes yet another move. He isn't sure if he should fall for this guy yet.
Mm-hmm.
He's too cute. Too into him. It's just a lot.
Yeah.
But he feels like he should be cautious.
Mm-hmm.
But then they kiss. And the door closes, and next thing Marty knows, he's falling. Metaphorically and physically onto the bed. I know! I know! But then Pierce stops and asks what Marty wants between them. In this moment. Mm-hmm. Because he's overthinking again.
Yeah.
And when he says he doesn't know, he just wants to kiss until the others start talking. So they make out a little longer, and the realization hits Marty. He wants Pierce to be his first everything. Mm-hmm. But he wants something serious and doesn't know if Pierce is going to give him that.
Mm-hmm.
So he stops the makeout sessions and they head out. The next morning, Marty's awake due to Sophie snoring, unfortunately.
Of course.
And trying to drink this horrible version of instant coffee. He says it's awful, but I love instant coffee in a pinch. Let's be serious.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Then Danny, one of the other travelers, comes downstairs. She asked why he's drinking that crap and asked if he wanted to go to the cafe with her. He's like, yes, oh my god.
No, please.
So they make their trip and learn more about one another. And later, the whole group goes for their tourism fun and some people split off
mm-hmm.
after lunch.
Okay.
And they all want to go to Cardiff Castle. So in this chapter, Marty seems to have a bit of an issue with food.
Okay.
Because of Pierce's inability to not calorie count.
Okay.
So he legit skips lunch.
Oh.
Yes.
Buddy.
He's getting nervous.
Buddy.
Anyways, so they're at the castle and everyone splits off, leaving Pierce with Marty. They go off and find a good location to look over everything. And Marty feels like he can't explore everything he wants.
Mm-hmm.
But Pierce assured them that they will be doing it together.
Oh.
Then his stomach growls.
Oh.
And he ignores it.
No, that I can already say this.
And
is
they
not
hold
going
each
well.
Other. And that's where we're gonna pause today.
Oh shit! Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's cute, isn't
it's
it?
It's very.
It's cute, but
yeah.
it's telling. Like you could see where it's going. You're yeah. like, fuck, this is gonna be weird.
Yeah.
Either it's gonna be really good and something's gonna be good, or it's gonna be like, fuck, dude, like you need to address this.
Yeah.
Either way, it's, I thought it was cute so
It's
far.
Very cute
it's
so far,
cute.
Yeah.
And I didn't go for 2 hours. Isn't that great?
That's a new record.
New record!
New record!
Oh my god. yeah, so far, I really like this book. It's really, really cute.
It is.
First half is a lot of building, and I got almost halfway chapter 20 would have been fully halfway, but my eyes were not allowing me to focus much further, so I got to chapter 17. So, next update will definitely be quite a bit bigger.
Okay, for sure.
What do you think so far?
It's cute, yeah. I like, it describes, I do, it describes. I like how it describes, and I also really enjoy the break-off points for mm-hmm. The diary and stuff, so it kind of gives you what he's experienced and then what he's thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that contrast a lot.
I do too. It's every now and then there's like a diary entry where I'm like, this is pointless. So if you guys do end up reading the book, there are a lot more in there. I just wanted to point out the important ones.
Yeah.
So yeah, I will continue part two of that next episode.
Sweet.
And I'm super excited about it.
Yes.
That. Until then, let's take a break.
Break time.
Break time. Woo-hoo.
All right. Sweet. We are back.
It's been a while since we've heard our own intermission music.
It's been a while.
Clearly we've been listening to shit. So, yeah it's a
good time.
It's a good time and I missed us.
Yeah. It's fun. Let's see. So, I just had to look up when the next D&D thing is coming out. I just, since this is news on my part, figured put it here.
Technically gaming.
Yeah. Oh, fucking Brexit. I almost forgot to
bring
that
back
up. Yeah,
the Brexit story.
Yeah, and this has to do with games, so let me do that first.
Yes, do it.
Me and Harley and a few other people back when we were all good friends, we started a Minecraft server and we called it Britain After Brexit. B-A-B.
Okay.
And the reason that it was called that is because you started out in a world that didn't, like, have any buildings or anything, so we had to rebuild the world.
Oh.
Like Minecraft always starts. There's no buildings, except for, like, the villagers that they have their own shit, right?
Yeah.
So we created our own little civilization, and we became Britain after Brexit,
That's
so.
Kind of great.
Yeah. I built a, it was hilarious because I built a like sort of castle wall around the entire base that we had. And Harley asked me, "Hey, what are you doing?" And I went, "I'm building a wall." And he went, "Okay." American building a wall. Seems natural. And I'm just
not
like,
a good idea.
he went, "Seems natural." And I'm like, "Then shut the fuck up." So yeah. Yes, that's where I went with that.
Brexit.
Yes. So, we will be recording the next D&D thing soon, but it will be coming out the 28th, which is a Monday.
Okie
dokie. Coming out the last day of the month. I kind of like throwing it at the last day of the month if it falls on a Monday.
Yeah, it's usually better that way, just because it opens up spots for us, and
yeah.
we're trying to get back into it, but yeah. This is going to be kind of crazy, let's be serious.
Yes. But just wanted to give you guys the update of when that next episode is coming out. So
appreciated.
I think the next episode of this of the normal podcast is coming out before that.
I think so. Yeah. This episode should be coming out in
a couple days
because we're recording this on a Wednesday and we're supposed to be due on Friday. So when you're hearing this, it's only been 2 days. So yeah, it's one of those things that. Should
just work. One of those things.
Just one of those things. Yeah.
Everything sucks. So
I feel like we also tend to try to release it as soon as you're done editing. So they're not going to really have a super set schedule, but towards the end of the month.
Yeah, I usually do it either the weekend of the month. I try to go for Mondays because I start out the week with D&D.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
Works out.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, and then we come in at the end of the week.
Yeah.
At some other point.
My knee on that. I have to turn my body.
Stop hitting it.
Turn my body.
Fucking what?
I don't know.
All right, tell me about your game.
Okay, we have games
yes.
that were announced. Partially.
Oh, thing. A shit ton.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to talk any that have been announced, like, previously today, I think, or, like, yesterday. I think it might have been yesterday. Nintendo Direct was a thing, and I just found the list of a lot of things that were announced there, and I figured Nintendo, kind of big. Nintendo Direct, let's go with that.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, so, Fire Emblem Warriors Three Hopes announced.
Okay.
I've never played Fire Emblem, but I've heard it's a great series, so...
Neither have I. It is what it is.
If you enjoy Fire Emblem, they're coming out with a new one.
If you like Fire and Emblems, do that one.
Oh, yeah. And JRPGs. Let's see. Mario Jippers. Strikers.
Wait, they're coming...
Battle League revives the classic sports spinoff, so that's coming back. I'm going to watch the trailer after this, so...
Stoked!
Yes. Splatoon 3 debuts Salmon Run next wave.
Weirdly enough, Splatoon 2 was really good. I just didn't get to finish it because I have the attention span of a really bad attention person with those.
There's, I think more got announced on that... Kirby game that's coming out, like that Super Mario Odyssey type style. But all it says in the like title of it is Kirby is a car now, and I don't know what that means. So that's a thing.
Did he eat a car and was capable of becoming a car?
Maybe.
I mean, if he put an engine inside of himself, like it works, I guess.
Yeah. Ooh, this is something you and me are going to have to do. Portal Companion Collection.
Ooh!
To puzzle Switch players soon. So it's going to be both 1 and 2, I imagine.
Excitement!
And that means we can do the ultimate test of a relationship and play the DLC, or the co-op of Portal 2.
You know what else is a ultimate test of the relationship?
Fucking Overcooked.
Overcooked the entire thing. So.
Yeah.
We've been testing our limits of communication there.
Now. And when it gets really late and then there's cars driving down the middle of the road in-game, it gets hectic.
He got run over so many times that I couldn't stop laughing.
And then I just
laughing.
Started screaming.
I couldn't stop laughing.
Ooh, this is exciting. Nintendo returns to casual sports gaming with Nintendo Switch Sports.
Really?
So if they don't bring back bowling, if they bring back Matt, the fucking mythical boss, I'm going to be upset.
No, I don't blame you.
Yeah. But hey, maybe they'll bring back like Wii Bowling and all those good games.
I do like bowling.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It was a lot of fun from what
I
remember.
When you throw it backwards and all of them go, and spin in a circle.
Ah!
Yeah. It was a good time. Let's see.
Mii characters were terrible.
Yeah. Mario Kart 8 finally gets paid DLC.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Although, okay, I don't like how it says finally gets it, because originally the, like, last two cups were paid DLC to
begin with, but... I was gonna say, I think I had Mario Kart 8 for the Wii U,
mm-hmm.
and when I got that, it wasn't, like, the deluxe that you get with the Switch right away, which yeah. has, like, everything.
Yeah.
I had to pay for that DLC.
Yeah, so it finally gets a new... paid DLC, I'm guessing.
Which I'm hoping for something really interesting, because yeah. I was really happy with that one, because Breath of the Wild just came out, and yeah, their and they DLC added had
Link.
Love it.
Yeah.
That and Animal Crossing was added.
Yep. Yeah.
But now that's just a permanent staple.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Xenoblade Chronicles 3 is finally confirmed, which Xenoblade is an older title, if I'm remembering correctly.
Well, the fact that there's a third one and it took this long.
Yeah.
I believe it.
That's fair.
I fully believe it.
There's a lot of stuff. I'm not going to get into everything, because it just went everything else as a title, and I'm not
everything
reading.
Else.
Yeah. Ooh. You know what? Fuck it. I'm reading one. I'm just scrolling through it quickly. Cuphead, the delicious last course, was confirmed for Switch and launches this June.
I'm so sorry for that high pitch. That is going to be a really annoying sound.
Lego Brawls launches in June. So Lego Brawls.
Oh my god, are their limbs going to be able to fly off? I will be so happy.
Ooh, and Two Points Campus, which if that's the series that had Two Points Hospital, I think that's what it's called. It's fucking funny. So this might be a very funny thing. So there's a lot coming out for Nintendo. A lot of hype on it. Booster Course Pass is what the Mario Kart 8 thing is called. So, it looks like they're bringing back a shit ton of maps.
What?
After almost 5 years of no post-launch support, the Booster Course Pass will add over 48 new courses to Mario Kart 8. It'll cost $25, with the first courses available on March 18th. It will be included in the Nintendo Switch Online Expansion Pass.
Woohoo!
I'm going to buy that. Because it looked like they had one from Mario Kart Double Dash.
Yay!
So, yeah. So that does it for gaming news. A lot is happening in Nintendo land.
A lot is happening in every other land, too. Companies getting acquired.
Xbox bought Activision. Sony bought Bungie, which those are two very different...
competition
plans, yeah. And, like, Xbox buying Activision is huge.
Yeah.
That is fucking terrifying because Adam from Adam Ruins Everything put it perfectly. Xbox is becoming the Amazon of games.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, sucks if you're a PlayStation player, but I love both systems. I will always be a console player, so... Yeah. I was one of the, what a lot of console gamers consider the quote-unquote real ones. I went PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2... Xbox 360.
Yeah.
That's the progression I went with.
I went with PlayStation 3. No, that's a lie. I had a Sega Genesis.
There you go.
A PS2. I think the Nintendo 64.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had the PlayStation 3.
Which is a great system.
It's a great system. And I had the slim one.
Yeah.
And that's where I played Uncharted 3 in 2 days.
Yep. I would argue the PlayStation 3 is, like, one of the best consoles ever.
It was revolutionary mm-hmm. from the PS2, because the graphics, like...
Amped up, yeah. Like, and while Xbox 360 had, like, similar graphics, I just feel like the PlayStation 3 went well.
Did it a little bit better.
Yeah.
It was a good answer.
When I was playing games as a young lad... And I was
we're young anymore.
I was playing games on Xbox, and there was a lot of kids, a lot of young children yeah. playing. I played the same exact game. It was Red Dead Redemption, the mm-hmm. first one. Red Dead Redemption Online. A lot of kids screaming if you're playing on Xbox. I went over to PlayStation, and it was just like a bunch of dudes chilling. Like there was this posse that came strolling through town.
Yeah,
and the guy's just like, hey. We don't need to fight. We're just passing through. And it's like, okay, shit, go on.
You do you, bitch.
Yeah, this is respectable. Tip my hat to you, sir. Like, it was, yeah.
No, I miss the generation of
that was a great generation that lasted so long.
And then when the one in the four came out, that's when everything was like, okay, we've got everything and then some.
Yeah.
And then it lasted not that long.
It lasted a decent amount of time, yeah, actually. But
comparatively,
2013 to like 2020.
Fair.
Yeah.
But I feel like I blinked.
Yeah.
Because it was like, it was here, and the next thing I know, I'm still playing on the 3.
Yeah.
Games are still getting released.
Then there's me who's playing like a shit ton of just retro games.
Yeah, and I just want my PSP back.
That's fair.
Internally crying about my limited edition God of War 1.
Yeah.
Tears. Anyway, please tell me what you played.
Yes. Yeah, I've actually kept this a secret from her this entire...
I have no idea.
Yeah. So... the game I am talking about this week is Hot Wheels Unleashed.
You... Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I went a very different direction.
You finally did it?
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah, I've been playing that game consistently while you have been staffing at the station.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I've been so busy with my shit that I have no idea.
Yeah, what's going I really on enjoy anymore the game. Around it's me. Fun. Yeah. So, this game was released on September 30th of 2021.
Ooh.
So fairly recently, I got it on the release date. I had it pre-ordered.
Yeah, I remember you were super stoked, and then you were like, this isn't as hard as someone told me.
Yeah, somebody told me this game was difficult, but I'll get into that later.
Okay.
So the genre, of course, is racing, because it's a racing game. It's a Hot Wheels game. I don't know what else to tell you.
It's got four wheels and goes zoom. I don't expect much.
Yeah, they're just toy cars that you're driving. But the developer is Milestone, and so is the publisher. Milestone both developed and published the game.
Okay.
So they are a smaller Italian company, a subsidiary of Co Media.
They're a tiny Italian company?
That's smaller, like with about 200 employees, roughly.
That's a tiny meeple.
Yeah. So, and Milestone is known for making very specific racing titles.
Oh, very.
Like Alfa Romeo Racing Italiano, Corvette Evolution GT, and the MotoGP series, which is the motorcycle race.
I think I heavy eye rolled at the Alfa Romeo. I was like, of course they fucking did.
So, and this is, of course, among many others. They've been around since, like, the 90s.
That's
so
amazing.
They've been doing a lot of good racing work. So if you know who this company is, you're like, shit, they've been working on racing games for a while.
Which is still impressive and amazing.
Yeah. Honestly, I had never known who made any of those games. I have seen the titles many times, and I'm just like, oh yeah, that. But I've never played any of them,
yeah.
So I never saw the Milestone logo come up, which is actually beautiful. It's very simple. It's a red diamond,
ooh,
a little wider diamond with like a squiggly, and then just Milestone. Like,
I feel like that you just like unleashed something in my head. I feel like I saw it.
Oh yeah,
at least once.
You've definitely seen it when I open up this game, like because it fire.
Yeah. You're right.
Yep. So the systems that this was released on was Windows, Switch, PS4, and 5, and Xbox One and the XS series. So it's pretty much on every next gen console.
Yes.
Both last and next gen console. It's all the relevant consoles.
Okay. Cool.
Or systems, I should say.
Anything that still works.
Relevant, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not on any of the IO or phone mobile. It's not on mobile, and it's not on like Linux or the other operating system that a lot of people use. It's just Windows and then consoles.
Okay, so, deal.
Yeah. Game description. This comes from any store site that holds the game. I got this one from Steam specifically. I didn't feel like I needed to share the show notes with that.
I mean, it's on Steam. You can just look up the definition.
And also, you can see that on Xbox. You can see it on PlayStation, Switch. You can see it.
Use the Google. Yeah. Type in Hot Wheels Unleashed, and you will find the definition that he is looking
for. Yes. So,
yep.
Collect the best vehicles in the Hot Wheels universe. Trademarked.
Not ours.
Yeah. Let's see. Build spectacular tracks and dive into breathtaking races. Collector or artist? Both. The most iconic and sought-after Hot Wheels vehicles are waiting for you. Get ready to make them race at full speed. Always running. Prove your skills by competing in awesome races and get ready for pure fun. Drift, charge the booster, and launch yourself into spectacular loops. But be careful. If you're too slow, gravity will do its job.
Cut, snap, write it, just post it for the presses. That was a damn good take. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, okay, that's part of the fun with Hot Wheels, though. They don't go fast enough. You're like, fuck. They still faster.
Yeah, if you send them through the loop, they will, like, just drop.
They're just...
And I experienced that for the first time in this game while I was playing. Because usually you're hitting boosters right before you go. Or they have the special loops where it's a magnetic track.
Yeah.
So as long as you stay on that, you can stay. But I was just going, and I went off of a jump, missed the little booster pad. And then I started going up the loop. And I just wasn't getting enough speed, so I just fell and went, just missed the track and went straight to the ground.
But it's, okay, that's even, does it make, like, any other noise?
It makes, like, a
it was, like, the noise of hitting on crap.
It does.
That's amazing. Everybody, okay, everybody
you know that sound.
Grew up with Hot Wheels knows that sound of it hitting the floor.
Yes.
Just the skitter.
Yeah.
Brings me joy.
Yeah, it's great.
I had a little what was it called, a roadster.
Oh yeah,
I had a little hot rod with like the really unsafe seats in the back.
Yeah
It was my favorite.
Hot Wheels aren't
thing.
Like functional, they're
I'm
just meant
lie,
to look cool.
One, I went to a car show where they had a real one.
Oh, that's cool.
And I was like, is that safe? And they're like, nobody can legally sit in the back of these. I mean, you can sit on them, but you can't be driving.
Yeah. Something that I love is a while back, it was a major anniversary of Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I don't remember what the number was. I want to say 50, but I feel like that's...
I think 50 came in 60 for 69's 50th anniversary.
Yeah. So the 50 year, they made a Chevy... I think it was a Camaro.
Uh-huh.
Or it might be the Ford Mustang. I can't remember. It's a muscle car, an American muscle car, and it's got the Hot Wheels logo on the side. It's that Hot Wheels blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that is a car that became, like, a car in many video games that related itself to Hot Wheels.
Mm-hmm.
But I really hope that it's a real vehicle.
So, the 50th anniversary came in 2018, actually.
That would make sense.
So it came out in 68.
Nice.
Yeah, and I actually, if you look up Hot Wheels anniversary on mm-hmm. Google, you can see the 50th anniversary sets.
Oh yeah, does it show the muscle car that I'm thinking of?
I can literally look that up. Real, you said it was a Camaro
or a Mustang. I suck with cars. It's an American muscle car.
50th anniversary Camaro is actually gold.
Oh
yeah.
Hmm.
It might have been the Mustang then, because Mustangs are typically better in blue.
Yeah.
Don't mind me while I shift in my seat.
I want to see if I can find this 50th. Is it black and gold or is it?
Yeah, it's black and gold.
That is a major.
It's fucking beautiful though.
Yeah.
And it's also $40 for a goddamn car that you could buy for a dollar.
That's fair. Oh, this one's orange.
Yeah, I see the orange one,
oh,
too.
Oh, that's cool as shit.
Yeah, guys, just look them up.
Oh, wow.
We're such nerds.
I fucking love Hot Wheels. I gotta tell you, is it okay if I branch off of games for a little bit?
Yeah,
and
just
tell
do
about,
it. Because
it's Hot Wheels. It's related to that.
I mean, it's all Hot Wheels related at this point.
When I was younger, I had this set. It was, I'm not sure if it was it was like old school official Hot Wheels track. It was called Criss Cross Crash.
That was my favorite.
It had like 8 wheels and they just
yes,
and it just kept like crossing.
We had that.
Yeah, my parents.
Oh my gosh,
also, I think they still have it. If they do, that's it's
we need to get it.
Sick. Yeah.
Yes.
We're
our podcast studio is going to be fucking Hot Wheels room.
There's new. There's a new version of it where they go like up and around in loops.
Oh,
and I've been wanting that for years now. So
yeah, that's going to end up happening.
Yeah,
yay,
I love Hot
big
Wheels.
People money.
Yeah. So, getting back to
sidetracks.
It's a game about Hot Wheels, mm-hmm. which is our childhood.
Yes,
and I'm
is.
Sure anybody can relate to having a child. It's been around for 50 years.
Yeah,
a lot of people can relate to having a childhood with Hot Wheels.
Exactly,
and
most everybody can.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Well, everybody's that I've talked to from every economic standpoint has had at least one Hot Wheel in
because
that.
Because they're inexpensive.
They're 99 cents still. They were. No, they still are.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can get, plus tax, but you can buy them at Target.
For like a dollar.
For 99 cents.
I love that, though.
Yeah, which makes, I keep hitting that.
Stop smacking it.
But it makes me just like so happy that it's an inexpensive toy.
Yeah.
I keep looking at our Joey Logano.
Yeah, the one we got at Menards.
Yeah, it's just up there, and it's... Hot Wheels is big in even Harley knows about Hot Wheels. It's a worldwide thing.
It's iconic. It's as iconic as Barbies. Exactly. You either had Hot Wheels or Barbies, or in my case, both. And it was
in my case
fun.
Just Hot Wheels.
I was the girl, and everybody thought I needed a Barbie, even though I kept ripping their heads off. Yeah. So, like, the only thing cool I thought about Barbie was their games.
That's fair.
I can dive into one of those eventually, but for now, we're talking about Hot Wheels. And either way. It's in our blood.
Yeah, so this is why I thought this would be a good game to come back to, because it's
our first love.
Yeah. So
toys.
I mean, you and me re-experienced this love with the DLC for Forza Horizon 3.
Yeah.
Where they brought Hot Wheels. So
oh my god, I geeked out so hard.
Yeah. So instead of having quote unquote real sized cars on these life sized Hot Wheels tracks, it's toys.
Yeah.
In a game.
What was it? The bone shaker.
Bone shaker, yes.
Bone shaker was one of the ones that I had too. Mm-hmm. It was my favorite.
So,
of course it was.
Yeah, of course. So, believe it or not, this game has a sort of quote unquote story mode set up.
Oh.
It has been titled Hot Wheel City Rumble. Because Hot Wheel City has been a thing for a while.
For ages.
Yeah. So, the description of it is just hilarious, and this can be found in game. Five monsters are terrorizing Hot Wheels City, and it's up to you to vanquish them by winning races.
I can remember the commercials for these things.
Yeah.
There's a T-Rex in Hot Wheels City.
Yeah. So, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
But this is, the monsters are vehicles, I'm pretty sure. I haven't gotten too far in the story mode because I'm just kind of eh. But, what it has you do is going through the different areas, and you can choose which way you want to go and racing on the different tracks that this game has set up.
Mm-hmm.
And you do better in the races, you're able to move on and stuff like that. So with this story mode, you will encounter the different race modes available in the game. And majority of the time, you will be doing your common lap or point-to-point race. So just the normal circuit, or you start at the top, you head to the bottom.
Totally fair.
Yeah. And these tracks are pretty crazy because they're Hot Wheels.
just a quick side note that I just remembered. Our mic cover is currently a Shy Guy.
Yeah.
And it reminded me that Hot Wheels also did a top down of Rainbow Road.
Yes.
So it all kind of tied together for my brain. I was just like, all I hear is beep, beep, bing.
Yeah.
Smackies.
Yep. So that of course depends on the track you are on for the circuit or the point to point. But there is also time trials that give you the challenge of completing a lap under a certain time in order to progress.
As per any time trial.
Yeah. And these are the things that are stopping me constantly, because it's like, finish the lap in 2 minutes 15 seconds, and it's like, it takes me 4 minutes to get around the track. I don't know what you want from me.
Gas it!
Yeah.
Gas it!
From what I've experienced, you can take as many laps as you want in order to do it. Just a heads up, this is my least favorite challenge to do.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. And there's also secret levels, which I haven't experienced yet because I haven't gotten past the fucking time trial.
I mean, I can try and help you with that because I'm stupid and somehow I end up getting through those.
Yeah. But,
I don't know how that happens. I just end up doing it.
Just going fast.
You're gonna lean with the turn.
Yeah. Lean, push the button harder, you know. All the good stuff.
Just the tip of your thumb goes numb.
Yep.
I've done that so many times.
We all have.
I know.
And I'm just going to preface this by saying this is one of those games that is perfect for any age.
Yes. I can actually attest to that.
Yeah. Yes. So this game has a solid amount of vehicles in the in it from all over the Hot Wheels universe, still trademarked. And
ours.
Yeah, and some from pop culture that have been added. Ooh. And some like actual normal vehicles, like the Ram pickup truck is, or yeah, the Aston Martin, like DB500, stuff like that.
Things that are kind of newer. I remember when they came out with the Silverado.
Yep.
Hot Wheel, and yeah, we had to have one, and we had to do the same with the Suburban.
Yep. Yeah. So, in the base game, there are 68 vehicles that, or with more being added fairly regularly with quote unquote seasons and DLC. Mm-hmm. And these, you don't have them all unlocked. You get like four to begin with,
mm-hmm,
and then you progress and you get these cool little, they're technically loot crates.
Okay.
But you don't pay for them. You okay. just, you win a race, you get it, right?
I mean, I kind of like that, yeah, better. Yeah,
and you open it up and it looks like one of those little boxes that you, not like those boxes, but like those garage boxes or whatever.
Oh,
and
I
then
love
it pops
that.
Open and the car comes out.
So it's like a toolbox kind of thing?
Yeah, little looking Aww. Thing, yeah, with like the gray bottom and the orange top.
That's cute!
Yeah, it gives you that childhood, oh, what am I gonna get?
I remember going into my dad's giant gray toolbox and then just being like, look at all these things that are not organized at all.
Yeah.
I found a hammer. Put it back.
So, side note, each vehicle has a specific boost type, usually with either a long tank of boost that recharges with drifting, or a few like burst charges.
Mm-hmm.
That once you press it, you don't stop boosting. Like, you press it and you go, like,
ooh,
until
panic.
You, like, hit the brake and then it'll stop, or you hit a wall. Which, that's usually how I stop boosting, is hitting just...
I can hear it do the... Yeah. in the wall, too.
Usually the music is playing, so you don't actually hear that, but, aww. Yeah.
You know imagine the sound of Hot Wheels.
It, though, yeah.
You know the sound of Hot Wheels.
It. Yeah, so, And all of them have different stats. You have the more, like, base, this was the jack of all trades, and this one's slower, but it's got better handling, or this one's fast, but, like, if you try to take a corner, you better know how to drift, like...
None of these wheels actually move in real life, but it's fine here!
Yeah, exactly. So, as for my favorites, well, I have a few.
Yay!
Because, of course...
Well, duh.
Yeah. You can't go wrong with the classic Bone Shaker.
I love my Bone Shaker!
It's in this game. If you're familiar with Hot Wheels, you know this car. It's the hot rod with the skull on the front,
yeah,
and the open top. It's...
That's my OG.
Chef's kiss.
I
think
oh my gosh, I had that in my parents' house, and now I have no idea where it went. It's probably in a box in storage somewhere.
Yeah, it's one of those things that's synonymous with Hot Wheels.
Yes.
It's the Bone Shaker.
Everybody knows Bone Shaker, and everybody knows the blue Mustang with the white stripe right down the middle.
That, and the one longer car kind of looks like an old school Corvette with the twin, like, engines popping out.
Yes!
The, yeah,
I had one of those too!
Yeah. I don't know what the name of it is, but yeah.
Can you tell that I was more Hot Wheels than Barbie?
So, another favorite is the Diora 2.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a long vehicle with a, like, bubble windshield.
I think I know exactly what you're
and
talking
about. And two surfboards along the back.
Okay.
The reason I enjoy this one so much is I had a similar looking one when I was younger. So it kind of brings back that little nostalgia.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember this.
Yep.
It was easily the fastest car for no reason.
It's because it was very front heavy, because that's where most of the metal was.
I thought it was a bubble thing.
Yeah.
I didn't understand physics.
Yeah.
Clearly.
That's fair. And let's see. It was not exactly this one that I had, but it had the similar bubble windshield and surfboards on its back. So, let's see, what's next? Finally, the Joker GT, which is based off of the Joker from DC, obviously.
I think...
This is a newer addition to the Hot Wheels lineup.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I see it. I remember seeing it in store.
Let me see if that's the one. Yep, that's the one.
Yeah, and I remember seeing that one in store and being like, why do I remember this?
Yeah. So, let's see. This car is just clean. Yeah. It looks great.
It's not too messy.
Yeah, and part. Just around the base is a giant grin. Like, you can see where the indent of the teeth are, and it's just fun.
It's creepy and cool.
Yeah.
In, like, the best way.
It just looks good. Yeah. So, continuing on, there are a multitude of tracks to choose from in this game, and a majority of them need to be unlocked through either playing the story or purchasing them with in-game currency that you get from winning races.
Cool.
Yeah, so, boom, win there.
Boom goes the dynamite.
At the start, you kind of only have, like, one track, or, like, a few tracks to choose from, one in each setting, and I'll get to that in a moment. Let's see, the cool thing about these tracks is there are, as of right now, 6 different settings for you to race in. Mm-hmm. Each with their own set of tracks, around 8 in each. So, a decent amount.
Okay.
Quick side note about the settings, these are full-sized places with the tiny Hot Wheels tracks in them.
That makes me so happy.
Yeah, so it's like this giant building, you're inside of it and you're going past like the stairs, and it's the size of normal person stairs, but you're at the point of view from the car.
So it's like... Oh my god,
that you're like right so behind happy. The car. Yeah, you're like behind the car, a classic vehicle racing game style.
Yeah.
But the world is huge around you because you're at the level of a toy car.
Did anybody else like launch their Hot Wheels off their stairs? Because I used to do that all the fucking time.
Always, duh.
My parents thought it was horrible because when I would forget when I left the car on there. Ooh, Jesus.
There's a handle there.
Yes. So I would forget that I would leave a car on the stairs and my dad would go upstairs and he'd be really mad at me.
Yep.
Just, son of a...
Yeah. So you are viewing these as if you are the size of a Hot Wheels car. So, yeah. The first setting is the basement, mm-hmm. which I can only describe as what a child would imagine a basement would be when they grow up.
Dark, creepy, and spooky?
No, it's set with its own kitchen. It's got a pool table, big screen TV, arcade cabinets.
It's like a $500,000 home.
Yes.
Basement.
Yeah.
We can't afford that. We live on one level. Like
when you were a kid, you're like,
when I'm going to get a house that's going to have a basement with a game room in it.
Oh, yeah, no, 1,000%. Yeah.
So it's one of those. It's the ultimate chill spot, I would say.
Cool.
Next is the skate park, which is, as it sounds, an indoor skate park with half pipes, fun boxes, and a lot of rails.
Does Tony Hawk own this house or Rob Dyrdek? Because like,
no, these are different settings. This is not one full house. No, this is different. This is different places around Hot Wheels City.
I am making a joke.
No. So next is College Campus. Mm-hmm. I don't think I need to explain any of these, honestly, but it's just fun too. As it says, it's on a campus, specifically what I would call the science building. You're in there.
Okay.
Yeah, so, like, you can see a small office with, like, a library-style bookshelves on the wall, and then you can see out into the hall, mm-hmm. and then on the other side of the hall is what looks like a chemistry classroom.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting that they called it the college campus, because mm-hmm. it's clearly a high school room.
Yes.
Because, like, college campuses seem to be a little bit more complex than that.
Yeah.
I keep thinking of, like, UW-Madison or Whitewater.
That's
where
fair,
it's, like, it's very clearly just that
well,
building.
Well, this one is set up like it's the science building.
No, totally fair.
Because it's like, oh, that's where, like, the administrator for that building sits.
Okay.
And then across the hall is one of the rooms.
Okay. Does it have a feeling of existential dread?
No, because there's sick cars driving through the halls, man.
It doesn't suck the life out of you yet.
Yeah, you see it and you go,
It doesn't feel like $100,000.
Yeah. So, let's see. Next is Garage, which is set in one of those classic, like, TV mechanic shops, like, down by the beach.
Kind of love that.
Yeah, sort of where the shop, where the windows have that, like, brown paper hanging off of it.
Oh, yeah.
And there's graffiti and all that.
So abandoned?
Not abandoned, but like it's
kind of rundown.
It's a little rundown. You go there and it's just like, hey, this guy owns the shop. He'll set you up right. And like,
this is Tony. He's going to fix your car.
Tony will give you the best like specs for all your car. And that's where you like the lowriders go and all that. Or stereotypically.
There's a Papa Joe or something.
Yeah, something like that. Mario.
Why are they always Italian? What's wrong with this?
I could have gone Hispanic. Jose lives there, you know, like.
That's actually my mechanic.
Yeah, I know.
No, it makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
It's so funny.
Yeah. let's see. Next is the skyscraper, which takes place in a skyscraper construction site, actually.
Better.
And the only reason you can tell that it is a skyscraper from this construction site is one of the walls is open.
Uh-huh.
And you can just see out and it's the city. Like, there's a huge drop. It looks like, from what I can tell, you might be able to take the track out onto one of the I-beams that's, like, hanging there.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah, fucking.
Okay, total, another side note in my head, and I just realized this. If you launch an actual Hot Wheels off of a skyscraper.
It could kill someone.
Quite literally.
Yes. Easily.
It would be devastating. I thought a penny was bad.
No.
Nope.
Your fucking Hot Wheel coming at Mach 10.
No, as you like to say, Mach Jesus. Jesus.
At this point, it's at Mach fuck you. Like just
Mach fuck this.
Yeah. So, finally. What they have so far, these are just the ones that they have now. They, I assume they will add more in the future.
I'd imagine so, especially with DLCs and stuff.
Yes. So, and this one did come from a DLC.
Beautiful.
It is the Batcave. Yes.
No, 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 yes!
Yeah, that Batcave. Side note, this one only has 5 tracks in it, so it is, it's got 3 less than the rest of them, but all of the track pieces are themed. To that, so it's got, like, this one, you know those animated tracks where, like, you have the dinosaur that, like, chomps at your cars and stuff? That is in the game, but in this one, it specifically has, like, a clown head that's sitting there, and it's got 2 mallets, and if you try and drive, and the mallet comes down, it'll hit you and knock your car down, which happened to me. Or you'll, like, smack up against the mallet. You have to time it perfectly.
It's like the Batman track that you used to be able to buy. Mm-hmm. You would actually have that, and it's like, don't get hit by the Joker. Yep. And then you would actually fall through the goddamn floor.
Yep. And you'd That's be amazing. Like, you lost your car. You didn't, but. Oh!
Now you're trapped in the Joker's whatever they called it.
Clutches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fucking love that.
Yeah, so it's great. So, this game also allows you to create tracks for others to download and play online, or for you to challenge your friends on. At least I think you can download them online. I haven't figured that out yet, but shh. let's see. And they can be built in any of the aforementioned settings, with the caveat of the track room, which is added, which is pretty much a blank room with the Hot Wheels logo on one wall. Kind of looks like a wind tunnel testing room, honestly, or like a bunker.
Okay.
It's got like that concrete walls and that like shiny marble floor, you know, or okay. Like, yeah. Yeah. So it's like
wind tunnel.
Yeah. For testing cars, aerodynamics.
No, I know. Yeah. I know. I just like, my brain went straight into a movie. So continue.
Yeah. So a quick side note. So the basement setting. You can customize it. So the wall and color slash pattern, the what the arcade machines look like, all the stuffs in there, like arts and all that stuff, you get to edit.
Ooh.
So when you're racing in that setting, it reflects how you customized it.
What a foosball table.
No, you can only change the color of the felt, unfortunately.
Rude!
Yeah.
I want a foosball table so I can smack my Hot Wheels around.
That would be fun, but currently what I have is like this geometric design where there's a bunch of lines going through the, like one of the, what's the accent wall?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's, the lines are white, but the pieces in between that are just this nice purple.
Ooh.
So when you're racing around this track, all of a sudden you just see this purple wall and it's like, ooh, and then you keep going. So yeah. It's pretty cool, in my opinion, that it kind of reflects what you've done.
I like that.
Yeah. You can't change where anything is moved to, obviously, because that would fuck with tracks, but you just get to change how things look.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's not bad. I just want a foosball table to smack my Hot Wheels around.
Fair enough. So this game feels honestly pretty good. Mm-hmm. Obviously, some of the driving mechanics are going to be a bit goofy because, well, you're racing toy cars.
Yeah.
But it's still fun. On a note of the difficulty of this game, as for a racing game, yes, it is surprisingly challenging.
Yeah.
Like, if you mess up while driving, you will get passed. Like, if you smack a wall and then smack another wall and then, you know, end up having to reset and stuff,
yeah,
the person in second will go past you.
Wow.
Yeah, so they make it so it's not just a run in the park. But
I don't like that.
Yeah. To me, that's not an issue, you know, because I tend to like games that aren't walks in the park. But yeah. I also, from time to time, enjoy games where it's just like, hit, trigger, go. Like, that's...
Yeah, things. Don't have to think about it too hard.
Yeah. So, you can, of course, lower the difficulty to something more tame so that if and when you do get passed, you can easily make it back to the front of the pack.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's not like, oh, I got passed by three cars. I fucked up this race. It's like, oh, like, yeah, get back now I'm there. Here. And the other cars do fuck up sometimes, too. So, like, they will be racing, and you can just, like, if you poke them while you're going around the loop, they can hit the wall and then drop.
Oh.
So, like, gravity affects every car.
Oh, physics is a bitch.
Yeah. So
yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
It's really exciting.
Yeah. So, overall, I feel like this game is a great choice for all ages.
Mm-hmm.
It brings back the nostalgia of playing with Hot Wheels as a kid, but it's still a fresh take on the racing genre because you don't really get to experience the toy car racing.
Yeah.
You just experience, oh, I'm racing cars.
Still fun.
Yeah, so it's very, very nice and fresh for it. I recommend this for anyone that's looking for a fun, goofy racing game. And also, all of the vehicles look amazing.
Yay.
Not to mention, you can actually customize the liveries on the vehicle, so if you want to throw in your own little taste in there, it's a little fun.
Livery.
That's the pattern or...
Thank you.
Yeah, a best way to explain... Okay, best way I can explain this, racing vehicles.
Yeah.
When they have, like, the design on it, say, Kyle Busch.
Oh, yeah, no, I know exactly what it is. Yeah,
the M&M. That's a livery.
Yeah, my dumbass brain did the thing again, where it's like, you just take a live livery, you throw it at it.
Yeah, of course. Duh. That's how you do it.
Yeah. Windshield.
I have not messed with the livery editor.
Mm-hmm.
At all, so I don't know how intuitive it is, but
okay.
I'm sure it's good if you want to spend time to actually sit down and customize them.
That would be fun.
Yeah, and I will probably eventually do it.
Knowing you, yes.
Yeah, I like customizing things.
It really does.
So overall, a pretty good time. I'm going to give it a solid 8 out of 10.
Okay.
Because while I can create new tracks and all of that, I just wish there were a few more pre-made tracks on those settings. Because only having 8 on each one, it's just like, eventually that's going to run out and it's going to be like, oh, I've already done all the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Yeah, now here we go from the beginning, I guess.
Yeah, so, and then it's like, oh, I guess I have to create a track. And me, when it comes to creating tracks in this game, it is a little... not user-friendly. Like, okay. Yeah, it connects the track pieces together, but if you start, like, tilting and rotating and adding weird parts, then you gotta figure out how to connect it back to the start, or...
It's kind of like a puzzle.
Yeah, so okay. I'm just sitting there like, it's not my favorite track editor, but I'm sure I'll get used to it with time.
Yeah, I... from what you're explaining, that sounds like Roller Coaster Tycoon kind of situation, yes. Where you have to know what you're using in order to actually get it in the right spot.
I would say, to give... the listeners more of an idea, it would be like Thrillville, if you remember that game.
Nope, not a fucking clue.
If anybody else has played that game, they'll know exactly how that is. Yeah,
yeah. The closest thing I can consider it similar to is Roller Coaster Tycoon, like OG Roller Coaster Tycoon,
yeah.
Where they're like, "Here's the parts. Good luck." And it's like,
yeah,
if you don't do it right, someone can go launching.
Yep.
Or if you miss a spot, you're like, yeah, and now they're dead. So
yeah. But that's...
fatality is 1,000%.
Yeah. So that's the only thing I wish about this game. But they are, again, once again, adding more tracks as the game's life cycle continues.
Yeah.
So
it's not even a year old right now.
It's so, not even close, so.
This is, like, probably one of the newer games that we've done, too.
Yeah.
Hey. Cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it. I'm going to be playing more of it. I do have, like, the quote-unquote season pass, so I get a lot of the stuff.
Yay.
The most recent pack released was the SpongeBob pack, which isn't a part of the pass, but it has a bunch of SpongeBob-themed cars.
I really want them to have the Patty Mobile.
It doesn't have that. It has, like, a SpongeBob looking car.
Unfair.
Yeah, it doesn't have the paddy wagon.
It should have had the paddy wagon. Yeah. You missed out.
They did.
Hot Wheels. Trademarked, not ours.
Idiots. But yeah, so that's where I'm at with it. It's good. I enjoy it. I recommend it. If you like Hot Wheels and you like racing games.
But you're gonna have to have some patience with that creator build.
Yeah, and also just getting used to those mechanics if you're used to playing driving games.
Totally fair.
Yeah. But it's pretty easy to pick up and play.
Okay. I mean, that's at least good.
Yeah. And it's just a fun, goofy game.
I mean, I love Hot Wheels. Yeah. Hot Wheels are give me, like,
they it
give
is me... a split screen, so we can race against each other if you want.
And I have my own controllers. Woohoo! That's because I also have an Xbox. I don't know where I was going with that. Okay. My brain is just like blah, blah, blah. Yeah, guys. So I don't know what else to say about the game. Yeah, those are words. Yep. I feel like I really would like that game as far as like playing in general.
Yeah.
But like I don't know what else there is to give. So I'll have to watch you play some more of it.
That's for sure, yeah.
So it'll be a lot more fun.
I might
fun.
Play some more after this. Who knows?
It's
getting kind of late, but
we still have to take a shower, too.
That's true, yeah. So,
ew.
So I'm definitely going to watch some of the Nintendo Direct stuff. But,
do it.
Yeah, so
don't forget that Breath of the Wild 2 has also been announced.
Yes, that was a while ago. Though. I'm pretty sure I already put that on the podcast a while
yeah,
ago.
Every time I think about it, I get chills and excitement.
So, you guys know where to find our stuff.
Link always tree. In the link tree. Don't forget that you can actually follow us on all of the socials. Please find those links in there. If you're not sure, go back to an earlier episode and I say all of them.
Yep.
And then I say some of them wrong, so find another episode and I will say them all again.
And then other ones will be wrong. So just go to the show notes, find the link, click on said link, and then
go to the correct social that you would like to go to.
You'll find all the good stuff.
We will be creating merch here for the Button Meshers realm.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
I want to say that I don't want to give you a timeline because life's crazy and busy. So
within the next couple of months.
I want to say either that or very latest end of like summer. I want to say very latest we'll have end of summer things where we will be very into the Button Mashers realm at that point. We'll be quite a few episodes in and it'll give us enough time to get you to know who's there and what we're playing
all
and
the
doing.
Players all four session zeros are out so you can go meet the players the characters. I'm excited to see where that goes.
Find your theories about what might be happening because there's a so-and-so something that happens and I'm not going to tell you unless you listen to all of the episodes.
There's actually more that she's found some details, but there's more details that are just little, but
I can't shake him. He's the DM.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. They have their own chat and they're talking in it and I'm just throwing in gifts like, what does it all mean?
Yeah, he's being a dick about it.
Yeah, I know what it means. I am fully aware of what it means.
That's because you're the one who wrote it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I created this entire world. So.
Yeah. I'm super excited to get playing on that. And I can't wait for the next episode after this.
Yeah.
All right, guys. You know where to find us.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't believe I'm saying this for the first time in a few months. Keep on turning those pages.
And mashing those buttons.
Bye.
Bye, guys.